continue on in this consideration in our next study. And brothers and sisters, the comments that I'm making about Uriah Smith could easily, particularly by people that have this position that everything he said was close to inspired, the comments I'm making can be construed to say that I'm on an attack to destroy this man's character, his work. That isn't my position. The book Daniel and Revelation is an excellent book. It's an excellent resource book for the history, the prophetic history that we have. But when it comes to the closing history in Daniel 11, it was still future to Uriah Smith's time period. And he was making, drawing conclusions based upon a history that was transpiring his day, and he was making predictions about that history that just fizzled. They didn't come together. And this book, by Uriah Smith, is an excellent book, has much good in it, but we can't confine ourselves to that interpretation concerning Daniel 11 when this is the part of Daniel's testimony that was left in the vacuum, so to speak, until we got to the end of the world. These verses are present truth today. And when we finally get to verses 40 to 45, if you're not familiar with what they're illustrating, you'll see that they're present truth.